Today's Leading Women, episode 623, with the wonderful Mattea Pettier.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Mattea Pettier. Mattea Pettier is a licensed marriage and family therapist, a professional life coach, and founder of Holistic Coaching International. Over the years, Mattea has assisted many individuals, families, and couples to go from a place of barely surviving to blossoming and thriving. Holistic Coaching International was created to offer more effective solutions to her clients. Her book, My Journey to Self-Discovery, published in 2010, is a self-analysis of her life, which she hopes to serve as an example of the struggles we all go through on our journey to self-enlightenment. To learn more, visit www.naturalstressmanagement.com. Again, that link is www.naturalstressmanagement.com. Women of the World, Ms. Mattea Pettier. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Marie. It's my pleasure to be here.
I am delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Mattea, I really love what you're doing with your business. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment at any time about that, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and idea behind that niche?
Sure, and I'm very excited. This was really truly a labor of love, and I've been always, my mission in life, it's not just my career, but my mission in life and my calling has always been to help others. And we're going to talk a little bit about that later, but it really came out of my own struggles, my abuse and my trauma history that I also described in my book. So after working with therapists and coaches, I really said to myself, you know, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do to help others, because I learned to how to heal myself. And of course, it's an ongoing process. However, it's really, really made a huge impact in my life. So I could say that my personal mission and what drives me, what makes meaning in my life, is to help thousands of my clients and professionals, not just locally, but also internationally. And right now I have connections with pretty much all over the world, not just Slovenia, but Cyprus and Austria and Australia. So all over the world, I want to be able to help as many people as I can to heal from whether they're feeling stressed or overwhelmed or worried, sleep deprived, overweight. I mean, this is stress is huge, it's become chronic. And I hear this all the time. And what I help my clients with is to provide them with that instant relief by teaching them certain very easy and simple to follow techniques. So I want to say that my calling is to help every single client that seeks my help to be stress-free, at peace, and authentic. So this authentic. So these are some big goals, but I'm very happy that I actually use myself as a guinea pig over the years. And I'm using top techniques, including which we're going to talk about later, such as neuro-linguistic programming, which goes to the core of our beliefs that we probably formed before age seven. and as well as the tapping technique that, you know, people like Deepak Chopra. And it's really what I call emotional version of acupuncture. And all these techniques are very holistic. And because I found out in my own life as well, the traditional therapy has limitations. So I'm always looking for the top techniques from energy medicine and lately even conscious medicine, basically working with your belief system. So, and I've been very blessed to help a lot of my clients, and I hope to help even more in the future. So that's just a little bit about my business.
I love your story. I love how you got started with this by healing yourself first. And now you are helping others as well, really focusing on helping others heal themselves from stress, from overwhelm, from worry, from anxiety. I mean, really achieving that and making that your mission to help other people achieve stress-free, being at peace, and live an authentic lives. What an inspiring vision that you have there, and what a great story you have with us. But what continues to inspire you doing this business?
Yes, and like I said, it started with, you know, my own struggles with anxiety and depression. I suffered from that all my life. And I really didn't want to, especially when I moved to the States here almost 18 years ago, I really found out that, you know, a lot of therapists or psychiatrists prescribe medication, and I actually had to take medication in the past, but I really felt so many side effects. And I said, there must be a better way. So I continued to get inspired with people's stories and people really wanting to, you know, stop all taking all this medication. Sometimes people take 5-6 different types of medication. And at least when it comes to mental health, I have been researching this for over 20 years now and really come up with natural solution. And of course, I always, you know, if somebody is on medication, I'm not going to take them off. I'm going to work collaboratively with the psychiatrist. But my main inspiration continues to be my own life, my own struggles, and sharing with people my story and showing them, you know, it is possible to heal, but not just to heal and survive, but also thrive and create a different story. Because you are not your story. You're not the victim. So that's what keeps inspiring me to bring people the best possible techniques to heal as naturally as possible, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, really, nothing is so inspiring than being able to impact others because of what we do, being able to inspire them, being able to be a role model to them, letting them know or letting them see that it is also possible for them because we did it ourselves. What an inspiring story that you have there. But let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this idea or that turned this inspiration into a reality. Can you share our listeners what are some of your personality traits or your top 3 personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
Thank you, and that's a great question. And, you know, part of this healing is also getting to know yourself really well, and that includes your strengths and your weaknesses, and we all have that. But if I could choose 3 personal traits that really helped me to get through and not just to heal but to become successful is my ability to forgive and let go of the past, you know, of course, which is an ongoing journey. And I would say also my determination and persistence. I mean, I have a lot of challenges. You know, I moved here with barely one suitcase, so I had to totally recreate my life. I had no family here. So, but I was always determined. I always had goals for myself, and I accomplished them one by one. And that's what I think is very important for anybody. Just because you have challenges doesn't mean you're not going to be successful.
So that's ability to forgive, ability to let go, and determination. Really important. What was the third one?
The persistence.
Persistence.
You keep going.
So important. Persistence is so important. And not giving up on your dream, not giving up on your mission. Really great qualities here that Matea just shared with us. And the good news is that we can all cultivate and adapt them into our lives. All right, let's talk about what happened when you started your journey as an entrepreneur. You know, as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges, it takes a very special person. And our audience wants to know that special person in you. So What have been your biggest challenges building your business? And how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
Sure, and it is a challenge. I mean, for most people, it's easier to stay in a comfort zone, which I did for so many years, working with agencies, sometimes having two or three jobs, being underpaid, especially as a social worker. And so I said I paid my dues, you know, doing home visits, people selling drugs on the street sometimes. So I definitely paid my dues. But one of my biggest challenges when I actually started working for myself full time, I was just doing it like part time before, but my biggest challenge was to have faith and trust in myself. As I, you know, as I shared a little bit before, I grew up in a socialist communist country where, you know, it's really not something being your own business owner, being an entrepreneur is really not encouraged. It's not valued. So that was a huge thing for me to overcome that. And of course, top with my history, abuse and trauma, and it caused a lot of low self-esteem. So this is kind of some big challenges. In addition to that, also lack of solid marketing budgets, because what happened, actually, I want to share this, you know, I was working for a substance abuse facility in administration billing department, and it was very, very toxic, very stressful. I almost got sick. So I got a wake-up call, and actually it was a blessing in disguise when I was let go. So how I dealt with my challenges is really reaffirming myself. Like, I'm not sure if I shared, but I have a daily meditation practice, which I'm going to share about it later. Daily meditation practice, using affirmations, using my tools that I share with my clients, and really understand that I'm not my story, I'm not my past, I'm the creator of my life. So I was able to overcome these challenges by renewing faith and trust in myself, because nobody outside of you can give you that. So really, it's about self-love, and it's about believing in yourself. So I think that's the biggest thing I can share, being able to overcome the challenges.
Self-love, that is really the core of everything. I mean, I truly believe that if you have that in you, you will do everything that you know will benefit you, not just physically, mentally, emotionally, but spiritually as well. And you will do everything that you know you're capable of. You will go outside of your comfort zone. You will have meaning, and you find meaning and purpose of with what you do. Wow, that is so awesome that you shared that one. And these challenges that Maria just shared with us, the good thing is that when we're sharing them with each other, we learn from each other. So for our listeners out there, let us learn from the lessons that Maria just shared with us, so that when they do happen to us, we now know what to do. I know I was so looking forward for this one because you started talking more about self-love and self-care and like that. So let's segue into talking about work-life balance. This is an area that is your expertise. I am so grateful to have you and talk more about this. And yeah, talk about how you maintain this work-life balance and what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business.
Thank you. And this is, again, thank you for this wonderful question. Yes, and this came out of my work with clients and really figuring out, you know, what clients do I really gravitate towards? Who are the people that I can help the most? And actually, next year, I'm going to be creating also a corporate wellness program, because I hear from all the time people in corporate, so stressed, anything from attorneys to doctors. So I think work-life balance is key. And luckily, companies are starting to recognize that, and along with that, self-care. And what I was sharing before, I'm highly spiritual, and I've been having my own meditation practice for 18 years now. And I don't know what I would do if I didn't have that, because before I had that, it was very stressful. You know, I would get really down. But this is one thing that's really important. And I want to share, I have a lot of tips, because I work with clients on relieving stress, relieving anxiety, and really having the tools to have a balance. So the three top tools that I want to share is the number one, which in our modern society has become critical, and I can see even our children especially. So spending time away from any kind of technology and media, which may be difficult for some people. I say even shut up your cell phone, shut up, you know, iPad, your computer, and just go out and replenish yourself, because I strongly believe nature is the best healer. So when I'm stressed out, I would just maybe even go for a walk, or, you know, go to the beach. I'm very fortunate. I live in Delaware Beach, Florida. We have beautiful beaches. And of course, I go when it's not so hot. So spending time in nature, whether going for a walk, or if you're lucky, going hiking and smell those flowers. So that's the biggest thing. And secondly, as I was sharing, developing a meditation practice. And some people get very discouraged by it, but it could be as simple as, you know, first thing in the morning, before you do anything, you may have to get up a little bit earlier, especially if you have children. But take those 15 minutes and just spend some time with yourself. Love yourself, you know, get rid of any negative thoughts and prepare yourself for the day mentally, emotionally. And I also suggest that you think or write down 3 things you're grateful for. Because no matter what happened, it happened in my life too. You know, things happen, we don't have control over loss or illness or financial stress. So just thinking about 3 things you're grateful for. And the last one, which I also think is very important with our busy life, to write down your daily, weekly, and monthly goals. So, and this goes for your personal as well as professional life. I treat everything the same. And I notice with my clients that, you know, many times they have this huge list. I would say prioritize and just select maybe 3 things that you really want to accomplish that are important. And this way you're not going to be so overwhelmed. So if I summarize, the first tip would be to spend time in nature. The second tip is start a daily practice. And if you're not comfortable meditating, you may put some guided meditation on. And thirdly, write your goals. So these are kind of my 3 main tips that I would all share with my clients.
Golden tips there in terms of this work-life balance. So first one is going out and spend time in nature. Really a big proponent of this. Even just a few minutes of your day, really important to go out and connect with nature. I find it so relaxing. Of course, starting a meditation practice. Wow. A year and a half ago, I had been practicing this on a consistent basis, daily, regularly, and it's been a huge game changer for me. And it's really hard to start with. I mean, I started with only 7 minutes and I felt like it was a long time. But it's all about doing it on a consistent basis so that it becomes a habit, it becomes a routine, it becomes a ritual for you. So find that 15 minutes of your day to do that, to incorporate meditation practice, even just a quiet moment for yourself. The third one is to write down your weekly and monthly goals. I love that. Yeah, great. I mean, write those top 3 or top 4 priorities you have, both your business and personal, and let them be your guide for doing all the activities that you have. Because having those priorities, having them down, really sets you to prioritize what's important to you. So great tips here that Mateja just shared with us. Let's incorporate them into our lives.
And thank you. And you know what you were saying, I know it's difficult to start meditation practice. And I was not always consistent, but what I do now, I actually set a timer. And everybody knows I don't have kids, so I guess I'm lucky. I'm getting a dog, so I'm going to have to figure that one out. But I think it's really good, so you don't worry how much time has elapsed. And maybe just starting in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And I think that really works if you just set a timer, or if you're not able just to breathe, like guided meditation on YouTube. I mean, they have so many wonderful meditations. So it's a good start. And I think if you just, like you said, I like the idea of creating the habit. I say to my clients, you know, the same way you brush your teeth and eat your breakfast, hopefully in the morning, make time for yourself. Because if you don't make time for yourself, everybody's going to trigger you and you're going to be grumpy and somebody says something. So this is such a grounding practice. So I highly recommend it.
Absolutely. I'm a big proponent of that. And yeah, that's why it's called practice, because you have to keep doing it over and over again until it becomes automatic. And it doesn't happen overnight. So be kind to yourself. If you fall back, then just get started and back up again. Be kind to yourself as well. But really, really commit to doing it. And you will see how great the difference in terms of how you feel, in terms of your mood, in terms of your energy and your focus throughout the day. Okay.
Definitely.
All right, let's talk about success and what success means to you. Your business appears to be financially doing quite well, and when that success flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, we'd like to also see that success is a mindset. I can have $10 in my pocket, but my mind feels like a millionaire. I feel great about myself and I'm moving forward. The opposite way will be a multi-billionaire and be totally miserable. So am I successful? Financially, yes. Individually, probably not. So in your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you, and what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
And thank you, Maria. Another wonderful question. And it's very close to my heart. And actually, in preparing for this interview, I was thinking about this. You know, to me personally, success is much more than making money. I mean, and that's why I got into this field. It's really my mission. So just more than making money, although we want to create abundance. There's nothing wrong with that. And I find it especially with spiritual-minded people, sometimes they shy away. But I think what I learned, especially in the last 3 years, it is important. And my time is valuable. I mean, I spent like 20 years and more in studying different healing techniques. So what I would like to share with our listeners is this quote that is so close to my heart, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, Ralph Waldo Emerson's quote, what he says about success, and it so well describes me as well, so I want to share that. So success is to laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent persons and affections of children, to earn approbation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to give oneself, to leave the world a little better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to have played and laughed with enthusiasm and sung with exultation, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived, and this is to have succeeded. And, you know, this is really speaks to me. It's more than money, and I really measure my success by reaching my goals, looking at my business goals, my personal goals, but more importantly, to feel at peace and feel balanced, you know, not just working 80 hours a week, but take time for people that I love, take time for yourself, and being surrounded with people who are on the same energy vibration. I mean, I had some hard lessons when it comes to success, for example, you know, with friends, or sometimes we outgrow friends. But my biggest reward in my business is, you know, when my clients finally feel better and they say, Matea, thank you so much. You know, you saved my marriage. You saved my life. I had people who were suicidal. So that's really success to me, is to be able to help others. And that's at the core of what I do.
I love that quote that you've just shared with us. Absolutely. I love Ralph Waldo Emerson's quotes. Really makes you think that, wow, it's really true and you can totally relate. And one of the things that it's been a mantra for me now is what he said about, once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. And I truly believe that's a great inspiration. Great that you shared that one with us. All right, now I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons under your belt of experience, so take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learn would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
Sure, and another great question. And, you know, we always learn, so there's no mistakes. I always say lessons to be learned. So my three tips that if I go back, I think I would do a better job is really number one, which is the key for me, to trust your own intuition and don't worry what everybody else may think or say. You know, if you have a dream, if you have a passion, you know, other people may bring you down. So I would say, follow your intuition, and really share your dream only with people that you know you're going to be supported. That's a big one. Number two, I think we all, you know, we have certain expertise, and marketing, business development, it's something I had to learn. So I hired a business coach, but I was not so successful in hiring my first business coach because I didn't do enough research. So very important, do a thorough research when hiring a business coach. And this is related, study successful people in your field and schedule informational and interviews with them. This has been very helpful to me, talking to other coaches who are already doing what I wanted to be doing. And the third one, which I keep kind of saying, which is at the core of my work with people, is your mindset and your beliefs are key in achieving success. So you may have all this knowledge, you know, all these skills, all these tools, but if you don't work with your mindset and your beliefs, and a lot of them we don't even remember. They go back in our childhood, or, you know. So it will be a struggle if you're not able to change those beliefs. You're not going to receive consistent results. And like I mentioned before, two of the techniques that I find very successful is to use neuro-linguistic programming and hypnosis. So these are kind of the main things: to trust your intuition, do a research before hiring a business coach, and work on your mindset and your beliefs. And sometimes I even have to have a coach because sometimes I have blind spots. So we need somebody else to show us those blind spots and show us a different solution. So these are kind of, I would say, my three tips that work for me.
Golden nuggets in those tips that you shared with us. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners. So the first one is to trust your intuition. I love what you said about sharing only your dreams to people who support you. That's really true. The second one is to do your research before hiring a coach. Yes, absolutely. I know I can attest to the benefits of having a coach, but you have to do your own research to really find that mentor, that coach who are successful with what it is that you want to achieve that can help you go from point A to point B. The third one is to understand that your mindset and beliefs are key to your success. So work on your inner game, as they said, work on yourself as much as you work on your business. So great tips here that Matteo just shared with us. Let's take action on them today, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Last but not the least, Matteo, share our listeners the one woman out there that you admire the most and why.
Yeah, this is an amazing question as well. It's so hard to choose because I had many mentors and people that I admire. But if I choose one person to make the biggest impact when I was, you know, still struggling, and I would say Louise Hay, she made a huge difference in my life and my clients by using positive affirmations and changing outdated beliefs. So this was the first step for me. And I noticed when I started doing this, my life really opened up for the better. And why I admire her so much as well, because I find that a lot of successful business coaches and people who are really what I call heart-centered, unconscious, you know, entrepreneurs, is that she had her own struggles. And it was not until 60, when she was 60 years old, that she opened her publishing house, her Hay House. So that's why I say to people, look, it's never too late to follow your dream. So she's probably my top person.
Yes.
I still refer to. And
Louise Hay. Yeah, she's such an inspiration, Louise Hay, and I love her books, I love her audio tapes, I love her meditation practice. I'm a big fan of her as well. So to Louise Hay for being an inspiration, not only to Matteo, but to all of us here at Today's Union Women, we salute you. Lastly, Matteo, share our listeners what's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service, where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
Sure, and thank you so much. So the time just flies when we're having fun.
I know.
I love sharing with other women because, you know, when I was in the same shoes, I was fortunate to have my own mentors and people who helped me. So, and I always I always try to think what makes me unique, what makes me special. And I would say the biggest benefit what makes me unique and distinguishes me from more, you know, traditional coaches and psychotherapists, that I actually combine Eastern spiritual practices such as yoga and meditation and holistic and alternative approaches such as energy medicine, hypnosis, NLP. And I combine this with more traditional therapy and coaching approaches because some people are not quite there yet. And mostly men would benefit more with cognitive behavioral. And what is also important that my clients already benefit and start making changes from the first session. And that's why these tools are so powerful. And, you know, from seeing my own therapists, my coaches, I think I made it a mission to actually give people, my clients, the tools how to become their own healers. You know, sometimes it happens that people become dependent on their coaches and for any question. And I say, look, you are already your own healer. You just need the tools. You need to trust yourself. So I give them what I'd say a toolbox, and they have many tools in their toolbox. Sometimes they may use one tool or the other. And they can find me, the best way to find me is on my website, which is, again, naturalstressmanagement.com. And my company is called Holistic Coaching International. So I also have the email, which is Mateja, M-A-T-E-J-A, at holisticcoachinginternational.com, which is the umbrella for my company. Or I even offer a complimentary consultation at 561-299-1028. And I'm blessed to be able to help others on this healing journey.
All right, so that's www.naturalstressmanagement.com. I highly encourage you, our listeners, to go there now, www.naturalstressmanagement.com. And from there, you can also connect with Mateja for a free 15-minute consultation. So generous offer that she's offering us by calling 561-299-1028. Again, that's 561-299-1028. I know this is an area that I'm sure we can all learn from. Be helping with relieving stress, anxiety, worries, headaches, whatever that you're experiencing. Mateja and her company can help you with that. So connect with her at 561-299-1028 or go to the website at www.naturalstressmanagement.com. At least be on her newsletter so you can be updated on what she's putting out there. And if your products and services resonate with you, I highly encourage you to jump in. Don't wait until you are so stressed out that you can't, you are miserable about it. Get some help, and Mateja and her company can help you with that. Again, that link is www.naturalstressmanagement.com. Mateja, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
And thank you, Marie. And just one last thing I want to mention, because I do Skype sessions as well and phone sessions. So you don't have to be in Florida to get my assistance. And thank you so much. It has been my honor to be on your show. And I'm here for anybody who wants to live more authentic, stress-free life. And thank you again.
Thank you, too. And yes, thank you for mentioning that one, because we have a lot of international audiences. So there you go. You can connect with Mateja. She also does it via Skype for you, our international audiences. And you don't have to be a local to be able to capitalize or benefit from what she's doing there. So you can also connect with her. She also does that with via Skype for you, our international audiences. So just go to the website and then connect with her. Go to the contact us also form where you can connect with her so that you can decide whether it be via Skype or phone like that. Thank you so much for that one, Mateja.
My pleasure, and thank you again for having me.
Thinking of starting a podcast? Seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.